Jason Goodman's desire to be number one in everything has no limits.
Just when you think he's not going to care about that.
He does.
And wants to be the best at it.
Be the best, have the best, even when it comes to something as mundane or simple as pots and pans.
Well.
And I benefited from it. We'll explain here in a second. Mm-hmm. But
it was Katie's fault.
No, okay. No, no. And I want every single one of you on that text chain, which is Jared and Squid and Matt and Josie, to be honest here. I had nothing to do with this competition.
Absolutely you did.
I
and it
did
wasn't a competition
not.
That I wanted to get in. I was completely content with the pans I was going to get for free.
Okay, can I just clarify for a second? It wasn't a competition.
It wasn't really
at
a competition.
All. You made it
you
a competition.
You made me drain my account to get the most expensive pans on the face
Jared,
of the planet.
Did I and make Jason Goodman do anything?
Well, you enticed me by sending me a link to Williams-Sonoma. Did anybody? They're half off on clearance, and you sent me
guess
the link.
Guess what? We all got the link, and not one of us bought one pot or one pan.
No, I had to get new pans.
I thought I was doing you a favor, trying to save you some money.
You know how I know you didn't have to? Because I benefited from the pans you gave me, which were very nice.
Yes.
Katie's also gave me pots and pans, too.
Yes. Well, yeah, because I was going to get another kind, which was much more affordable, until Katie did say, I had those pans. I gave those to Jared.
You are taking everything out of context. That is not at all. Pull up the text.
All right. Wait a minute.
We've had so many.
Me at least
try not to be on my phone
before
as much.
You attack.
Tell the truth,
so,
then.
I said, I thought this name was a good name because, the all-clads are way better. Look it up.
Okay.
Then I found out from Jared that the pans that you gave him, I don't know how many pans Jared must have at this point.
For someone who doesn't cook,
I know,
too many.
You have way too many pans.
But my daughter's getting into cooking a lot more, and she's like, we don't have this size thing. So I was like,
I'll
take them.
That Jared, you gave him the name.
Did.
You gave away the name that I was going to originally buy to Jared as don't want this anymore, these fancy pans anymore. I have to get this. Oh, they cook way better. Oh, they do that. Oh, I'm like, great.
You are such a
so
drama
when
king.
I go to the link, it's Williams Sonoma, the most expensive kitchen store on the face of the planet. Of course, Katie buys from there.
This is how the real story went, and the guys are looking at
it. I got
the
text. So, did it start with Jason talking about an induction oven?
Yes. Jason,
by the way, there were
text.
Side texts with Katie. I'll pull them up.
Okay. It says, Jason says, so I bought an induction oven.
And out of nowhere, right?
Yeah,
out of nowhere.
The last thing was about Cardi B and being ratchet.
Yes.
Or about Katie being she was Cardi B ratchet is something that we had sent.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought an induction oven and it only works with some pans. So I can use most of my pans. Do you need any pans? Asking Squidward, right?
Oh, I can't use most of my pans.
Then he says can't.
Yeah.
He goes, Squid, do you want them? And Squid goes, I'm good. I appreciate it though. And I said, how's the state of that? I was supposed to say fancy toaster and it says art toaster. Mm. How's the state of the toaster I gave you? I said, a squid.
Yeah.
Never had a better piece of toast in my life, ever in history. Then I said, I do what I can.
Uh-huh.
Jason goes, perfect for a single family household, two slots. It's a two-slot of toast. He said, the rest of my family would starve. Then Katie goes, all the induction pans are on sale today at Williams-Sonoma.
Thinking that here is the text message out of nowhere that Jason says
that he started,
hey, got a new induction range, can't use my pans. I had just been given information about the pans that were on sale, like 50% off. Okay. In
50% off of the most expensive, best pans on the planet.
I don't care. You don't have to. That has nothing to do with it.
That's what I have.
I was being helpful by saying, hey, if you're looking for new pans, big sale going on.
Yeah.
And then Jason Goodman says, very expensive place, must be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Almost
see?
All the new pans now are capable of induction, which I don't really know what that means. Katie goes, they're on sale, dummy.
The whole point of me sending it to you was that were on sale.
That's like saying, oh, Katie, you want to buy a car? Oh, yeah, the Ferrari's on sale.
Remind me to never try to help you out again.
A Ferrari's on sale. Oh, okay.
Remind me.
My Pinto is not good
enough.
That's
why even
sometimes
if I see something like, I'm like, hey, man, I heard that, like with crypto or something like that. Oh, really? Really? Do you think so? I'm like, no. I'm not saying, no, don't you do this and then it doesn't work out.
Right.
I'm saying I might do this. You can do what you want. Anyway, Jason or Katie goes, they all have nice stuff. And when it's discounted, it's great. Jason says, I'll check.
Mm-hmm.
And then Katie almost texted you about it earlier today. Then she sent the links to the discounted cookware.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jason goes, is that a good name? I thought, is it
Calphalon.
Calphalon, which Katie gave me, which is really nice.
Which is a good name.
It is a good name. It is a good
name.
Not
as good enough for Katie.
It was not as good as All-Clad. I'm just being honest.
Katie goes, yes, All-Clad is fantastic. All-Clad is way above the other. And then Jason goes, are you sure?
Because he can't ever just take me for my word.
And then Katie goes, yes, 100%.
Well, sometimes people have different opinions on certain things.
Then Jason Kamen goes, let me verify that's true.
With his pots and pans source.
Then Katie, now this is a little pressure.
What?
But he did start it.
He did.
He said, okay, well, in the time it takes you to verify, they might sell out.
Yes.
So that was fear of loss, which is a sales tactic.
Yes,
which
it is.
I told you about to try to save you money in the first place. Sorry for being helpful.
Save me money? I could just buy a cheaper set of pants.
Katie says, note, induction can interfere with pacemakers. So as you get older, something to think about.
Then I thought about my dad who has a pacemaker.
And then Jason goes, OS, and I also have a slow heartbeat now. And then Kay says, you made a big mistake. And Jason goes, I'm going to die.
At that point, I was annoyed with you.
And then Jason goes, how do you say
Calphalon.
Calphalon. You can use metal utensils?
Yeah, it's a nonstick pan you could use metal utensils with because it's strong.
Mm-hmm. And it says it does. All clad is slightly better, but still expensive. Then I go, Jason, I'll take your pants.
Swoop down.
I already do have a lot of pants, which I don't cook, but my daughter does. Are you sure? I was just about to throw them out. See the stuff I'm taking?
Throw them out.
I'm not looking to buy Williams-Sonoma. I'm looking for pans that y'all want to throw in the trash.
Which, by the way, why would you throw great pans in the trash?
If nobody wants them.
You give them. You donate them.
Oh, yeah, Josie informed me she can take them.
She's going to rehome them.
Yes. The way I did with my pans to Jared.
Yeah, which are very nice.
Yeah.
And Jason goes, right now, Katie's got me contemplating on getting the best damn pans. Then I go, I'll take them. Want to get them tomorrow or after work? I said, I can tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And then Katie's like, Jared, I gave you almost an entire set of nice pants. What happened?
Yes.
They said, I have nice. Them. Like, they're awesome.
That was the name that I was going to get.
Chef emoji.
Getting that text about how Katie gave Jared and turned to find out that it was the name that I was originally going to get for myself. So I'm going to get, Katie was so like, these pants suck so much, I'm just going to give them to Jared.
I'm about
contemplating and buying those pants that you just pawned off to Jared.
Yeah. I did not.
So I have both sets of your pawned off pants, and they're really wonderful.
I did not think that they sucked. We just had too many.
Mm.
So anyway, then it continues, and then we get on talking about something else. But then next thing we know, Jason has a brand new set of pants.
And blaming me.
And Katie several times asked me, so did you get the pants? I'm like, I did get the pants. Did you get the ones that I said? Well, not exactly. They are the same name, but I didn't get them from Williams-Sonoma. Well, are they this pant? And she sent me a link to see if it's that pant. I'm like, I don't know. I'll have to check in a few minutes. My bank account's about to bounce from buying this damn pant. Yes. So then I sent a picture. This is a sideboard. I sent the picture of the damn pant. Oh, nice. So this pan thing is out of control. And then I'm like, does it really matter about the pan being that expensive and that good? I hope so, Katie, because they were expensive pants. Because
we go on to talk about a lot of other stuff, and then Jason comes back with, we'll talk about that Monday. So do you want the pans? Because Katie forced me to get these good pants. And then we go on and on about other stuff, and then all of a sudden you get Jason, I should have known that Katie had the best pans. I can't have her having better pans than me.
There it is.
Better pans than me.
Yes. I knew it.
You even gave him the name of somebody that would help him at the store.
I did.
Which ones did you get?
Did.
He said, all clad expensive Fs. Already got them.
I did get them.